Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 27th, 2024, from 2 John, Abiding in Truth, the Eternal Foundation of Christian Faith. Previously, we heard the Apostle John, referring to himself as the Elder, addresses his letter to all believers, symbolically calling them the elect lady and her children, which emphasizes his role as the spiritual leader, akin to a pastor. Through this epistle, John expresses genuine affection for the recipients, rooted in the eternal truth of God's word, reflecting the pastoral care expected of church leaders throughout the next generations. The mention of the elect lady and her children underscores the familial bond within the Christian community, highlighting the interconnectedness and unity of believers on their journey of faith. So let's continue with John's second letter, from 2 John 2. Because of the truth that abides in us and will be with us forever. Now, this verse highlights the enduring nature of truth, which remains constant and unwavering. Biblically, truth is associated with God himself. Jesus himself proclaimed in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus also often uses the idea of abiding in him. And while there are many verses to this, I want to call your attention to a particular verse that Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 56. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. This verse, Jesus is referring to the Lord's Supper, his very body and blood attached to bread and wine, which is, of course, attached through God's holy word at the command of Jesus. You see, Jesus intended for us to abide in him, especially when his word is attached to water, bread, and wine. But regarding the bread and wine in the Lord's Supper, notice what Paul adds to this discussion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So we abide in Christ as we keep the focus of his death and his resurrection. And the Lord's Supper is a beautiful means and a command of God to do so. Additionally, the psalmist affirms the eternal nature of God's truth, declaring in Psalm 119, verse 89, Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Therefore, the truth mentioned in 2 John 2 refers to the gospel message and the teaching of Christ, which abides within believers and remains unchanged throughout time. This truth is not subject to alteration or distortion, but serves as a steadfast foundation for the gift of faith that Christians receive. As followers of Christ, believers are called to uphold and preserve this eternal truth in their lives and interactions, knowing that it will endure forever, guiding them in righteousness and leading them to eternal life. So as Christians, we continue to gather around Christ with his word and sacraments, as John encouraged us to do, because in doing so, we abide in Christ. And Christ abides in us. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 6-0-5-4-4. Thank you again for listening.